Hard to believe the year of mercy is upon us. We've been talking about it for a while and trying to get some perspectives on what mercy means and how we can be instruments of it. Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle is with us, and she is the author of a number of books, including Catholic Mom's Cafe, also The Kiss of Jesus, her latest. She's also written about the Miraculous Medal. Donna Marie, good morning.
Good morning, Matt. Thanks so much for having me on the show today.
Well, our series is focusing on Mother Teresa and mercy. She is kind of considered one of the main instruments of mercy that many of us remember from our own lifetime. Of course, she died when I was in college, but still many of our listeners remember her. Let's talk about the sacraments. How important did she see the sacraments being when it came to having the energy, the grace to be able to communicate God's mercy?
Well, that's a great question, Matt. Well, first of all, I love the fact that Pope Francis called called for this year of mercy. So it gives us that opportunity to really delve in deeply and to be merciful. And Mother Teresa is a perfect example. We could follow her example in learning to be merciful ourselves. So she, how Pope Francis called the church a field hospital. Well, Mother Teresa's field hospital started, as soon as she opened her heart to the Holy Spirit and gave her yes to God, everything around her became an opportunity to show mercy, all of the people she encountered. But she knew she couldn't do that, just go out and take care of, these people without that foundation of the sacraments that you mentioned. She knew she needed to embrace, the whole church, all the sacraments and prayer, and have a deep foundation of prayer. And she said she needed to receive the broken bread of Jesus in the Eucharist every morning so that she can go out and take care of the broken bodies of the poor. So she's such an example of the need for that foundation of prayer, how we need to draw near to the sacraments and to frequent them so that we can learn to be merciful. How are we going to show mercy if we don't have that firm foundation in our own hearts,
Well, and Jesus has said that those who are forgiven much love much. And when we are forgiven much in the sacrament of reconciliation, it shows us if God's been merciful to us, then we should be merciful to others to draw people to accept that forgiveness that is offered to them by Christ. I mean, it's hard for us to think of a person like Mother Teresa having to go to confession, but that was crucial for her.
Absolutely. Absolutely. She went frequently because she was so sensitive to her own faults. And we think, we might laugh and say, how could she have a fault? But, we all do. We're all sinners, and God calls us all, closer to Him and to accept His mercy for us and to forgive our sins. And so she was sensitive to, all of the little venial sins and all of the little shortcomings that she might have felt she had going on in her own life, even though she was such a living saint and a wonderful person to emulate her virtues. But she definitely saw the need to go to confession and to be cleansed and to receive the graces to then put one foot in front of the other, to walk in faith, just so much like we need to do the same, to frequent that beautiful sacrament, at least if we could, once a month. Like first Saturday is a great time. Some people like to go a couple of times a month, but during this year of mercy, it's a perfect time to frequent that beautiful sacrament and imagine all of the graces that will come into our lives and to enable us to then be merciful to others, to forgive others, to take the time to forgive those past hurts and things that have been done to us. We need to forgive, to truly forgive, so that we can to offer forgiveness and mercy to others.
And in regard to frequenting the sacraments, Mother Teresa serves as a real great inspiration to a lot of us, because the Eucharist is not the Eucharist because you and I feel like it is. Right? It's not, we're not forgiven because we feel like we've been forgiven. We are forgiven. We receive the Eucharist as the body and blood of Christ because it objectively becomes that, even if we can't wrap our heads around it, even if we don't feel, emotionally stirred by it. Mother Teresa never let that lack of emotional stirring stop her from going to the sacraments.
Right. Absolutely. Because we can't rely on feelings. We can't trust, you know, that is what it's all about. It's not, it's the faith, that spark of faith that could really grow and grow in our hearts if we would just allow it to. God gives us that gift of faith when we become baptized, you know. The theological virtues of faith, hope, and love live in our hearts. So we need to pray and to ask for an increase in those virtues and let our faith grow and put one foot in front of the other and walk in faith and run to the Blessed Sacrament and run to Holy Communion. And that's where we're going to receive all of the strength that we need to become merciful people.